Hello, dear friends. So great to be together again. Wow, what an amazing day we had today, starting with an amazing morning lesson. And this whole day with this focus of this morning lesson, and now at the end, almost at the end of this cycle, again together. Adumas, how is it for you?
Yes, you realize now seeing you, from more and more friends joining us, that this is the greatest thing that can happen to a person, is to serve the friends, serve such a society, which is the greatest in this reality, and serve the world. We will remember this morning lesson forever, I'm sure. Everyone that has been in this lesson, Ralph wrote that he feels much better, but we should make more efforts for him to feel even better, to be happy about us, and this is what we are here for.
Yeah, friends, as the friends come into our gathering, I'd like to share that before we started the lesson, Adamas and myself, we had this preparation, and I shared with Adamas that I felt this immeasurable fatigue, and the moment we got into Zoom and we see each other, it's like the battery is charged full again. It's something so special what friends have for each other, and it's almost like, how can we explain this to the people? How can we tell them that it works like this? It's really you will find out about this lesson that it will be a continuation of this morning lesson, this theme, this very important theme about dissemination.
Yeah, and let's start with the intention. We'll read it slowly. From Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. There are two conditions to obtain the greatness. Always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. Second, the environment should be great as it is written. In the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. Since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less to be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity.
Yeah, beautiful excerpt. Thank you, Adamas. And we just got a message from Araf, who explains to us that everything is okay because he needs to do something else during the lesson. So it's clear everything is okay. He sends us his love and a big hug. So let's continue what Adamas was just reading to build this very special habitat we know we have, but we always need to make it first. We make it for ourselves. So let's build this field of connection between us in order to make us worthy to be servants of the Creator. We will see an excerpt of a great friend who is a great example for us to warm us up. And let's appoint a focus group who will have this great responsibility to all the sparks, to make it to one flame and send it to the whole world. Let's see, Adamas, who can be a good USA Midwest. I see,
yes,
there's five friends.
I had the same thought.
Okay. So USA Midwest, you are our focus. You are our torch to the world. Let's see the excerpt. And then after the excerpt, Adamas will repeat the question again.
First clip, please.
Мы говорим о величии товарищей.
אנחנו מדברים על חשיבות החברים. אנחנו מדברים על חשיבות הסביבה. We're talking about the importance of the friends and the environment. What is this? What does it mean to be connected with the friends? What does it mean to go on this path with the friends? A friend is the disclosure of that force that we yearn for. The friends is the revelation of the Creator. The friends are that flow of our lives that we want to reach. And only thanks to the friends, which give life, only thanks to the friends, which care for me, only thanks to this work, we can bring contentment to the upper. And when we say what request needs to be for the friends, here probably the intellect can't help. Only the heart can understand this. This is where the greatness of our vut works, the greatness of the goal. And every place we come to the lesson with the same goal, that only the friends, only for the friends, only for the sake of the friends, the entire prayer, the whole request is only for the friends. Our heart is composed only of our friends.
Yes, now we'll repeat the question. Before that, we can invite Kiev to join maybe Kazakhstan. These guys are really worth joining them. And Petah Tikva 20, maybe to join Petah Tikva 18. We heard that quantity is important and quality is important. So let's combine our forces. And the question again, let's build the field of connection between us in order to make us worthy to be servants of the Creator. Once again, let's build the field of connection between us in order to make us worthy to be servants of the Creator. Good luck to us all.
Hello, friends. It's not possible to overestimate the value of the good environment that we are building together. So you're really, really great. And we play this game. We play this game that friends are, you know, great, greatest in the generation. But honestly, I really feel that it's easier for me. So you are so, so great. And that what we are doing together, it could change us. And then we could pass that to the world. Ellen, could you continue, brother?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Krishna. Yeah, this is what we discover when we're on this path in all of our practical work in the tens, is that the system of bestowal totally requires and cannot be felt without the friends. Everything that we do is predicated in our intentions and our friends. Nothing happens without the friends, and we quickly discover this in the fertile environment that we build. And yes, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, it's so easy to look upon you guys as my uppers, because you've all been such great examples. So it really, you know, to care for the friends is really not a challenge. I just have to make sure I realize it's not for me to receive. It's for me to care for my friends. And because you're so great, it simplifies the task greatly. Shlomo.
to obtain the spiritual, we should become similar by qualities to the Creator. To do that, we first need to connect to each other, to build that field where, to that cleaver, Creator can be revealed. So our job is to annul ourselves and make Fred great so we can connect to him and build that that field. I don't know who didn't speak Lent, but okay.
Thanks, Shlomo. Yes, and to remember, certainly, to include the Creator among us. We know that that does bring contentment to Him when we remember Him, call on Him for help. And the other thing to keep in mind is leaving the world at the door. So to concentrate on the friends and on what our opportunity is to bring this wisdom to the world. Andre, can you speak? Andre?
Yeah, I missed the question. Sorry, guys. Bad connection. So next question.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grisha.
Yeah, okay, let's continue. We know that the environment influences us. More than that, we feel that. And more than that, we know that this is the only free choice that we have to pick this environment. But this environment with which we create together could only influence us if we'll do the... If we invite, you know, the our best helper, which is the Creator, if we pray, if we connect the way He wants us to connect and raise the request to Him, which is the prayer, He always ready to help us. Ellen?
Absolutely. Thanks, Grisha. Yeah, you know, I have two young teenage sons, and I'm constantly reminded of the influence of their environment. Because when they shift interests, if they want a new haircut, if they want to get into something new, I always look to their environment because I know that's what's influencing them. And it's really amazing to see from a different perspective. And so this is the exact same way it works in our group and in our environment, that it's totally predicated on the friends and the influence of the environment. Mr. Rick.
Yeah, to kind of retrace the thing about always referring to the Creator, you know, that's where actually when it's difficult, it's actually a wonderful time too, because it makes me remember that my limitations and that I need help and to request that help, because if I'm not asking for help, I'm going to be paying too much attention to myself. And it's, again, I have to remind myself it's about the friends. Shlomo?
Yeah, the most important for us to remind about greatness of the Creator, greatness of the friend, because we cannot connect to something which is small. We're connecting only to something which is big, bigger than us. And that's why we need to annul ourselves and make friends big so we can connect with Him and build this kli where we can reveal later the Creator.
Okay, friends. Okay, dear friends. I know you hear it always from the friends who are, you know, facilitating the lesson, how great it is to listen to you, but it's truly so. You are truly masters of building this field. It's really, really impressive. And we want now to delve deeper into the lesson, to immerse her completely into the words of our Rav. So we have again prepared a clip of Rav, introduction of the lesson actually. But before we start, we want to appoint a focus group, who is again the torch. I'm looking. I only see Petah Tikva 80 now. How is it for you, Ademas?
Yes.
Yeah, we are
just
still
give
one.
Them the torch.
Yes. Okay. We give you the torch, Petah Tikva 18. We want you to scrutinize after the excerpt or the clip, and Adamas will repeat, is to talk with you together about the dissemination activity you did in this cycle, because after the lesson, after this morning's lesson, we had this assignment. So how did you go on implementing this task today? That is what it is about. So let's listen to our Rav.
From day to day, we see how humanity is losing its patience, how much despair it's in, how the level of the anger, nerves, stress, despair is rising. And it's really difficult for us to feel and identify with these people completely, because nevertheless we receive some support, some vision of the future, of what needs to be, the causality of what's happening, that it's supposed to all lead us to a higher place. With them, this is what's happening, is just to lower everyone to the abyss. And the way parents care for their children, what did we birth them for? How could we have been concerned with them all these years? What's happening now? The world is truly about to truly be in destruction before our eyes. I receive such emails and phone calls from people that are truly, it tears my heart up. Imagine to yourself how they feel that the world that was so beautiful and good a year ago, 6 months ago, what happened to it? Now they're talking about soon complete destruction occurring. There'll be no food. We're coming to a period of fall and winter. We need to help all of humanity understand that all these things are not happening in order to punish us. There is no punishment. This is not a punishment whatsoever. The Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, and it's all happening as a result of the evil inclination. We just need to be as the messengers of the Creator in this world to do our work and explain to everyone, tell everyone what's happening, for what, why, how we specifically, by receiving this message in the correct way, respond to him in the right way. The extent in which we can easily invert this world from a bad state to a good state. And in truth, we have no choice. But we either do it in a good way, the way of Torah, or we do it in the path of suffering, through punishments. So let's know that we have here the ability to assist nature. And this is our work. Especially now, where the signs of this coronavirus is strengthening and coming to the next wave, there will be other waves of this and much harsher. So we need to see here how we can assist humanity, all of us together, to understand the purposefulness, the causality, the necessity of all these actions, and that it is all done from the nature of the Creator, the good that does good, which is actually advancing us to good things. It's just that we, in our ego, as we are immersed in it so deeply are not capable of feeling this trend as a good trend. But in the form of one will help his friend, where we will help one another and explain well all this, each to others, what's happening here truly. Then from the state of they have eyes and see not, they have ears but hear not, we will come to a state in which we will hear and we will see. And then humanity will rejoice with what the Creator is doing with it. And the Creator will rejoice from us doing our work loyally. So please, let's think about this. Also during our study, especially about our role and how we received from the Creator the privilege of being in understanding, in feeling, in some way being part of the forefront of this process, and that we must tell about it, explain it, and help everyone. And you'll see how much this helps you immediately. We will also receive from the audience we explain this to and from the Creator, from both those directions, we will receive support and continue forward.
Yes, friends, this goes so deep into every heart. Let's prepare for the main part of our gathering, our lesson. Before repeating the question, we invite Petah Tikva 29 to join Petah Tikva 17. Feel free to do that. Also, Haifa 1 can join Petah Tikva 17. Yes, we need all the forces together and to be strong as never. This is our time. And for this workshop, we will give more time than usually we have. Feel free and try to impress your friends. Give the best example and talk in detail as much you feel it is needed. This workshop will be about implementing today's task, but essentially it's a task of our life, and really let's do our best, and let's talk with each other about the dissemination activity we did today, implementing the task of this morning. Again, let's talk with each other about the dissemination activity we did today, implementing the task of this morning. Don't be shy, and let's do it together.
Petah Tikva 18, you're the focus group.
Let's help nature. As Rav says, nature is the creator. There is no other method than to ask him, the light that returns to the source, for him to strengthen us, to unite us. What can we do? We're Nebaruch, and we began serving the creator, and the world, and without us, no one can do it. I don't know what people are saying about the vaccines and what else will help. Nothing will help. Today, I didn't really do any kinds of dissemination, but I connected to my 10 throughout the day. we asked and prayed for the Creator to give us strength to express, to receive the strength and to be this channel for the world.
Yes, friends, the importance above everything to do dissemination and to pass our message of time. I did a clip today, and we also talked in the 10 about the fact that how we can do a common clip as in the 10 and how to advertise it. We advanced, and there's an opportunity to bring this to the whole world. We'll do it together. Ofer.
Yep, dissemination. Today, something happened that was very special. This kli, which is called Habanei Baruch, is doing something very unique. Rav is acting inside of us and connects two worlds, and we need to take this opportunity with both hands and to strengthen ourselves. Today, during the day, friends that work with materials within our tent, I can tell you that we tried with all of our strength to feel the strength and to increase it. What is today? Today is a daily work that happens every second. Mir.
It's a very inspiring day today. We uploaded the first clip of the discussions I did with Demidov today, a clip of a minute and 20 seconds, a minute and 30 seconds, and it actually, he talks there about the situation, you have to see the good situations. We kind of need to be prepared to receive the changes that take us to the good and all kinds of things like that. It's all kinds of clips that we recorded for several days, and just today we finished the editing it, and now it's being dispersed in all kinds of groups, and there are hundreds, if not more, views all over the channels. Like Israel said, that we're together in the same 10, so we created a certain branding of clips that are called Israel 29, where it's dissemination of our 10, where we're each doing this clip, each time about different things. Today we built a kind of a dissemination array for many people and all kinds of groups. And that's for the time being. L'chaim, friends. Sharon.
Ben, please.
Today, at the lesson, we spoke about conclusions of dissemination, and we spoke about being in one thought when disseminating and how to pass this message to the society. In one of the Zooms, we spoke about the excerpt that was played during the lesson. Friend asked to pass on this clip about the article of Shamati, and yeah, it requires us to work more and more, and it talks about the accessibility of things so that people would understand in the simplest way. That's what I did. I also... I also thought about this clip. In general, we have friends that disseminate in Russian, in the Russian kli, and that's how we'll continue. Who else do we have? Lenny?
Yes,
In our 10, first of all day long we were in the discussions about the manner of dissemination and how to reach the broad public and how the connection between us helps the process. Other than that, the work is daily, writing an article, working on Facebook. That's become a regular thing that we have to do. That's usual. But constantly seeking what angle we could look at the connection between us and the world, between us inside, that gives many discernments and gives us the strength to understand more with articles that are deeper and a greater understanding. And Jenya?
Can't really hear, I'm sorry. Okay, Zhenya can speak. Maybe we have Moshe. We can speak. We in our groups, we have a certain transitory period in dissemination that needs to that makes us together, the members of our group, with the leaders of dissemination in Petah Tikva, like Galat Shadmon, because before that we did this according to our groups as one group, but today we...
Okay, friends, great listening to you. We have another question before we go to a song. And after this question also, we want to hear a group to share impressions. And this question is about, like, what we are accustomed to do, like Kabbalists, we want to measure ourselves. So this question is about what changes did we experience during this day while disseminating? When we're now speaking to each other, how did we change? How did our connection change? What do we feel? And also the friends who were not able to physically do something, listen to the friends and tell them what you feel. How you feel that this activity is changing us, it is doing something to us. So let's scrutinize this together for a couple of minutes, and then we share impressions, and then we will make a great song together. Petah Tikva 18, if you want to continue as a focus group, please.
איזה שינויים חווינו היום בעקבות ההפצה שעשינו. לא יודע, אני אגיד לכם...
Which changes did we go through today as a result of dissemination?
Tell you what changes we've been through. And they're still operating in us. We need to feel them, we need to understand them, we need to strengthen with our friends, we need to work with the friends. Not to run outside and scream. No, we started a certain process. We have to strengthen ourselves, work on it. And its conclusions we will see in the world without talking too much. Meanwhile, we will strengthen that field that the Creator has blessed. Michael, can you talk?
Yep. I can speak, but whether I had results, I don't know. I worked a lot. I didn't have time to participate in dissemination. Of course, I thought about this, that's for sure. I did a few small things, a light here, like there, but I didn't have much time. Today, hopefully, I will. But from what I've seen as of this morning, how much unity there is in the ten, and that it needs to be aimed towards the external, towards without that I am unable to enter into this direction that Rav is outlining for us. Perhaps that is the change that needs to happen.
Also today in dissemination there are many discernments. First of all, who's disseminating? So it's like I do dissemination, but who am I? I am one of the ten. I am part of a ten. And if I do dissemination, then actually I'm making the connection that's in between dissemination or what's in the ten, and I'm actually spreading that outwards. The ten learns, and from there's what to disseminate. I don't have anything to disseminate. There's that, and there's many discernments also today as far as the desire to succeed and the discernment of how we want to sustain this all in our thought and the intention that is correct as relates to dissemination and the correct prayers relative to it. And there's a whole lot here. It's a whole world that is all day. It's something, a world that we're living in. And also if with the ten and the connections, we had a certain meeting today where we all decided, or at least part of the ten, to do something together. And it's cool. And that's it. Many things. L'chaim, friends. Asher.
Sharon, v'ksha. Zhenya?
Ken. Eze shinuim... אנחנו משתדלים בתוך כאילו להפיץ ולקחת בחשבון שאנחנו מפעילים את מתוך חיבור בינינו. אבל שינויים אני לא יכול להגיד כאלה דברים. איזה שינויים? אני פשוט מתוך העשירייה מפזר חומר, וודאי שלוקח בחשבון ש...
I simply... disperse these materials. There's a place where there's a demand for the Creator to connect us so that we will be a pipe. Then, probably, above reason, meanwhile, in reason, we see the difference. God willing, we will get there. Sharon.
Okay, friends. We could continue, I feel, forever with these questions, and it's amazing how we see the process develop between us. So let's hear a group just to share some impression, to make some integration between us. Kazakhstan, I see a lot of great friends in Kazakhstan. Can you share your impressions of these last two questions, or for the whole workshop so far?
Yep, thanks. I really want to share with you how our meeting here is going. Truly, in a great way, such questions are being raised. It's truly great, and you see this greatness within your friends, within their souls, and through that greatness, the Creator will be able to pass His greatness. And you are simply fulfilled by this greatness of the Creator. It simply fills you completely. And you're proud for your friends that they're truly, truly great. And the Creator blesses them and He's with them. And that is how we realize this method of Bala Salam. It's simply great. I just want to strengthen more and more this connection between us.
Yes, and before hearing one more group, we know that in the galaxy there are almost 300 connections and more than 600 in Svyatova. So at least 1,000 friends that we know are now connected, and many more are listening. And let's hear Haver, Haver from group Haver.
Please.
I'm filled with impression from this gathering. I'm very happy that everyone is operating in the direction of broadcasting our, disseminating our path, but I really ask that it will be in a more aggressive method, meaning if the whole world depends on us, we are the chosen ones, and we're responsible for the change of the state and everyone, we have to operate more aggressively, more seriously, and more active. So l'chaim to everyone, and Shalom will continue, please.
Yes, friends, we truly have received a great opportunity, a merit to teach the people this path. And we need to ask the Creator to give us strength to connect the entire world, to teach them our ways, how to act, how to build love towards your friends, and only in that way we can show the entire world the greatness of the Creator that really wants to perform this work as the good that does good, and to connect this upper force.
Thank you, Haver.
We cast our pearls, cause we are for the world. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world, for the world. A call has come down from a higher ground. There's no time to waste, we're on that very last round. Wrap yourself in guarantee that you will fill your brother's needs, and he will pull you through dark nights and the stormy seas. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world, for the world. Life is changing faster every day. Everybody struggles in their way. But now we have a chance to see some light and to see what's right. Turn on the light. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world.
are for the world, for the world. We gather to unite the heart in one last fight, to cast away the darkness that's aligned in our sight. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world. We are for the world, for every man and boy and girl. We lift this weight, we cast our pearls, cause we are for the world, for the world.
Yes, thank you, dear friends, and thank you, Shlomi, and all the team for including this song into our list. We're sure that we'll listen it more than once. And let's move to the final part of our lesson that we built together. And before we will move to the last workshop, want to choose focus group. I propose, Nepe, what do you think, guys from Moscow 4 look really fit for that? Yeah. Okay, so Moscow 4, be prepared. And before we will move to this last question, we will watch one more clip, one more excerpt from the morning lesson. It will not be long, but really powerful. And let's listen to it together, and then we'll repeat the question. Moscow number 4, be prepared.
אתה אומר שהמחשבה הקטנה שלנו היא באה במקום פצצות. אז אם העבודה האיכותית שלנו עושה את השינוי...
You see, our little thought comes in place of bombs. If it makes qualitative change in the world, what do we need dissemination for?
Dissemination? There's no replacement for dissemination. You need to disseminate because it's part of our unification. Qualitative work...
Could you say the qualitative work does the change?
If you stop disseminating, then how will you connect the broken vessels? How?
So how does our thought stop the bombs?
Whatever you do in your thought comes and unites with the corporeal.
Yeah, friends, it's very clear that there's pressure. When we heard Raf at the beginning of this lesson, how he was touched in his heart about the problems of the people, he also feels this pressure, this external pressure. But there's also, like, apart from mental pressure, is our spiritual pressure. It's our pressure on our vessels, and we feel it. And for this, we need each other more than ever. We need to rise with the light. We need to unite. We need always to innovate our connection and our unity. So this is what this question is about. How can we rise to a new level of unity in dissemination as one world clean? I repeat the question. How can we rise to a new level of unity in dissemination as one world clean?
Friends, I'll go. Okay. This unity and dissemination, only unity can give us this quality. If our actions are disparate, in writing articles or anything of sorts, of course we have that now, but we understand that something is missing, a commonality is missing, this common lack inside of our 10. And if we have that, I think that would bring results immediately. The sensation of us tuning into one another really needs to increase the effectiveness of our actions and dissemination. I'll pass this on now to Pasha.
Представляю, сидят каббалисты, там, Раби Шимон, да, в пещере.
Yes, it's interesting. I imagined myself Kabbalist sitting, Rabbi Shimon, in the cave, and they're thinking, how will we rise to a new degree of dissemination, of unity through dissemination? What would they say? Is there a necessity in the addition of a physical change? Question. Is there a need for additional things, events? It's also a question. And if they sat there and they wrote the books that are now 3,000 students sitting and learning in the morning lesson, and it seems to me that if we were to invest qualitatively in dissemination, no.
На труды Рабаш будет читать там 10,000 учеников и цитировать на утренних уроках. Поэтому я думаю, наше качество сейчас.
For this Rabash articles, 10,000 other will talk about this. I think what is needed is that we prepare for the world the clear approach to the sources through our unity.
Да, спасибо, Паш.
Yes, thank you, Pasha. We spoke with a few friends from other tens and understood that the states in our tens have been very similar. And I'm very grateful to our Shatz and Gabai, who, besides just pure dissemination, have also added a certain element of the Creator, that which we just spoke about in the very beginning. And it was so powerful. There was an amazing phrase that was passed on to us. When a person is given an opportunity to see and understand, and the mind obligates him through necessity to put in efforts and fulfill something concrete, then if he decides this once, then it's enough. This decision is enough. So the most important point is an effort and realization where all of this comes from. And this has brought us to very different type of understanding. And if this is given to us, and then to one ten, another ten, a third ten, then the entire world clearly gets the state, and every new degree in addition of the effort brings in the presence of the Creator. And when you add this workshop with the friends, this is priceless. I'm very grateful for this day that this has happened today. I'm passing this on to Sasha. Can you speak? If not, then I'm passing this on to somebody else. I agree that we can take an example from great Kabbalists, as Pasha has said, from the Book of Zohar. Why are we learning it in our 10? Only because these Kabbalists have shown us an example how to connect, how this connection needs to be passed on in a way where where it will be passed in a way that it will be understood and those reading would be corrected.
Вот.
It's such a power that, you know, the feeling is that we've saved a lot of lives and a lot of suffering during this hour, this very strong feeling from you with so many examples that we've heard from all the focus groups. And we still have opportunity to hear a couple of groups, although it's a group of groups in every window. And I want to hear Ukraine. Please share your impressions from the last session, please. I want to hear you. Ukraine.
Давай, Гриша.
Давай, Гриша.
Гриша, go ahead. Okay, friends, first of all, I'm very happy to see everyone and such great impressions. We are performing the most important work in the entire system of correction of humanity, and that is our dissemination to the world through our unity. And the most important part here is that unity, internal unity. And of course, the verbal part of our dissemination, which is disseminating texts, flyers, videos, our entire system of correction, of dissemination, comes from our central point of unity and our prayer to the Creator and our prayer to Him for help. And of course, this is our primary work, and it inspires greatly. I thank the hosts who have conducted a wonderful, wonderful lesson. It has truly elevated us to the next degree. We do this daily, and today it's clear that this is just another ascent, and that's how we are advancing towards revelation of the Creator and passing this wisdom of the Creator to the entire world. This is our obligation, and I'm passing it on to somebody else.
Thank you, friends, for the inspiring words, and only together we are making this. And let's focus on our integration, listening to one more group. I like to hear USA Midwest for their inspiring expression. Let's integrate with each other as one CLI. USA Midwest, your findings, please.
Where everybody here agrees that the one thing we definitely need to do is open our hearts to the level that we have not yet done. Because when we do, we discover that everything that we're seeking is right there. Every other thing you think is a person out in the world, every tree, every brick, every house, every rock, it's all inside your heart. And if we open and connect those points inside our hearts, then everything that we have asked for or do is immediately carried out by the Creator. It's all up to us.
Thank you, friends. We're coming to the end of the lesson. We have one more song. I like to share that it's really great, this emerging state between us. What is like in our sensation now is that on the one hand, there's this deficiency. On the other hand, there's this fullness of gratitude. And it's a truly a great combination. So, Ademas, you have some last words, else we go to the song.
Okay. See in the morning lesson.
Seeing
in the morning.
Let's take this deficiency, friends, to the lesson and think about each other before we close our eyes. So let's sing together now. Thank you.
Stop the war. This is a message from
from nature. You can be sure this is a message of love, awakening your soul. This is a message from above.